full glass of water kind of guy, then for our benefit, or maybe mutual benefit, or God knows what else. I mean, all kinds of possibilities, but they are tampering with or changing. Everything's oriented toward reproduction. Mm-hmm. All the stories, reproduction and genetic works. Mm-hmm. Now, where do you, what do you believe in that area?
Well, okay, let me just put myself in the perspective of the creator. If I don't mean the supreme creator of the universe, I mean perhaps those who biologically engineered us or co-engineered us.
Yes.
And I said, well, you know, they're not really figuring this out too well, and they seem to be making a lot of mistakes. Maybe they're not wired right, you know. And I'm speaking to myself here, too. I'm not speaking like I've got it all together. That would mean they would have to correct a deficiency in the program, in the genetic code on the human species, to wonder why they're so destructive. Why are they so bent on you know, building bombs and going to wars with each other and blowing each other up and polluting the planet to no ends? Yet they also do a lot of beautiful things, I would say. Incredible music, incredible art, amazing things are being done down here with science. And I would be, as an observer, I would be quite proud of the human race in many aspects.
Well, aren't they natural results of the free will gene?
Well, that I think that, here's, in a nutshell, what I really believe on a deeper level is that we, when you're going back to the parable of the fall into the Garden of Eden, we partook of a knowledge called good and evil. And good and evil, to me, is a conflict. It's a duality. It's a conflict by its nature. If you ingest good and evil, you ingest conflict. And if a billion souls take in the knowledge of good and evil, when you have a conflict in your life, the first thing we usually do is we try to solve it. And by defining good and evil egotistically, individually, we all came up with different versions of what is good and what is evil. What my religion is right and yours is wrong. My philosophy or political system is right and yours is wrong. And because by the nature of good and evil, it is a conflict initially, it is a lower vibration than what we call unity or oneness. So in oneness, there is no duality. There is no conflict. But when you take in the knowledge of conflict, you go into a state that is lower than oneness, so you fall into a dual state of mind. And all the great mystics have said that when we attain enlightenment, we're going beyond duality. We're actually, you know, going beyond the internal state of conflict. I believe that internal conflict caused us to, our DNA to become electrically separate. It's imagine this oneness field of light, and then all of a sudden there's this swirling polarity of positive and negative, and that swirling energy builds a force field or egg, a barrier around the soul, shielding it out of the oneness or the connectedness to the universe. And in that separate state, it malfunctions. It lives in a state of conflict. It interprets good and evil differently than all of its neighbors, so they're always disagreeing and fighting. And I think that will eventually, if you know how a cell entropies and dies, the way cell structures reach entropy and die is they are cut off. They no longer receive inflows of energy, and when a system no longer is open, it eventually runs out of energy and collapses in on itself. It fails. It dies. So our DNA, if it's coded the same way as that same duality that we all face, it will eventually malfunction. It will fall apart until it reunites itself with a higher, more unified field of energy.
As in a hybrid.
That's
a reunification with that other part of the genetic structure, isn't it?
Well, that's kind of, if you're meaning from the movie Taken, becoming
not
part
necessarily.
Of,
I'm just talking generally now about the stories we get of abductees.
Right. Yeah. There's the idea of the one mind. I mean, the collective mind, which is, you know, to me is quite scary actually, to be controlled by a single mind or entity. And everyone lives in a dictatorship in that mind, I think would be horrific.
The hive.
The hive, yeah, exactly. The concept of the hive. I think that's very different.
Well,
than...
but maybe that is the oneness. Are you sure you're not arguing something that would turn out to be a terror for you?
Well, for myself, and, you know, I've practiced meditation for, you know, 25 years on a daily basis. states of non-duality that I've gone into are very beautiful states. There's no terror in them at all.
All right, hold it right there, David. We're at the top of the hour. We are going to open the phone lines for David Sirita, allow you to ask anything you want. He's a multifaceted man. I'm Art Bell.
I can see the